random art tips and rambles with Rafi.
Hi guys, welcome to Rafi and Klee Studios News. We had so much fun yesterday in Oil City for the Wearable Art Fashion Show. Oil City held its first wearable art fashion show, and we're still riding the high from it. It was pure, unadulterated art for art's sake, packed with endless laughter and creativity and so many incredible people. I gotta tell you, Klee and I had so much fun at this event. Whenever you get the chance to do any kind of event just for art's sake, instead of like it being, a commission or something for a big gallery show, something where it's just fun, it really does get the creative juices flowing. The whole event went down in this gorgeous stone alley. It's called Pipeline Alley here in Oil City, that was transformed into a full-blown runway. This Saturday, surrounded by supportive faces, a bunch of the community showed up. It was pretty amazing and electric energy. Seeing the variety of the wild concepts that everyone bought was just mind-blowing. All the wearable art that people were wearing just blew us away. People showed up with everything from like full-on Mad Hatter ensembles to vibrant head-to-toe tie-dye masterpieces. Our friend Crystal was walking down the catwalk with these two mugs that she had created, plus some tie-dye. It was just amazing. For our own outfits, we decided to go 100% into the fun and ridiculous. Klee put together this incredible interactive costume. You guys, it featured a fake mustache, round specs, and mysterious trench coat, right? And she fully committed to the character. The character was called Klaus instead of Klee. And Klaus was selling Klee's jewelry, sneaking around the runway, dramatically slinging her coat open to reveal the secret display of jewelry, her actual jewelry in there, hidden inside for the judges and the crowd. It was hilarious. She's so clever. It was such a great costume. And it made us laugh. It made everybody else laugh. It was amazing. As for me, I went all out colorful. I covered a suit in cardboard with different colors. I was called Art Mageddon. I just wanted to be as playful, loud, and uninhibited as possible. And I strutted down the runway. It was an absolute blast. It felt like I was a kid again, making art just for the sheer thrill of building something goofy and fun. And this event really just brought me back to having a good time. So like for anybody out there that is in any kind of creative rut, I really recommend like jumping on board or even maybe putting together your own wearable art show where you as creative people, we're weird to begin with. So creating your own weird outfit and just wearing it, maybe just not even a wearable art show, just where you wear it out and that's just how you dress. It would be amazing. Huge shout out to and massive kudos to the artists of the Annex. They're the ones that organized this. Really, really cool, really talented artists. They really went all out on this. It was like a professional catwalk, like the whole nine yards. And, they brought this, they had a vision and an imagination and they brought it to life. And our local community came out in full force to support it. Like there were a lot of people there, you guys, and we were both kind of nervous to walk the catwalk, but it was pretty great. Days like yesterday are such a great reminder of why we do what we do and how awesome it is to be part of this community. I have footage that I took of the catwalk. So if you follow us on YouTube, I'll be posting some of that stuff there so that you guys could actually see all the costumes and everything. It's pretty amazing. And we also hung out with our Patreon family to, talk about, finding the fun in making an art career. And that is our official podcast that'll be going out in a few weeks. But because it's really, really important to have fun when you're doing this art thing and not getting too caught up in the business side, because the business side of it is not very creative. So, yeah, just a little reminder of having fun. So if you're feeling like you're in a rut or you're feeling a little burned out, I would say make yourself some wearable art. And then, you know, either you strut down a runway or just strut down the street with your creation. I think you would have a lot of fun doing it. So until next time, this is Rafi of Rafi and Klee Studios, and I'll talk to you later. Adios.